everybody across the land. Here's a special from Sequel Cast, though I don't know what it's gonna be about. Maybe Woody Allen, maybe Spike Lee, maybe Technicolor, maybe 3D, or maybe you just gotta wait and see. You're gonna find out after this theme. This Sequel Cast special is a go. This Sequel Cast special is a go.
Hello and welcome to the Sequel Cast live panel. We're going to be discussing the Resident Evil video games and the movies. I'm your host, Matt. Sequel Cast is a podcast that talks about film and video game franchises. With me, I have three very special guests here. Sitting immediately to my right is Tony Vincent of Bowtie Cat.
Hello.
And Evan Berkey of Watch Play Read.
Hey, how's it going?
And Eric Windsor of OTL Gaming.
Hello.
So we got a list of the Resident Evil video games in front of us here that we'll sort of go through. And if anyone at any point wants to come up and tell a story about how they've enjoyed the Resident Evil games or have a question for us, you can just come up and we'll hand you a microphone.
This is very senior pants informal.
Yeah, really casual.
Because we don't care, let's be honest.
I mean, that first Resident Evil game from the PlayStation 1 came out in 1996. That's almost 20 years ago.
Thanks
wow.
for making me feel old.
Yeah.
I was 10 at the time. You were 10. I feel terrible.
Oh, you mean Resident Evil can't drink
it? You just
it?
Made me feel old.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I was a teenager when it first came out, and I got hooked from that first zombie in that first room that's on the floor that grabs you by the ankle.
Oh, yeah.
I kicked its head off, and the camera switched right when the head was off. I've been hooked on those games ever since.
Oh, those the janky ass camera.
And I was in high school when Resident Evil 1 came out.
We don't need smooth pixels.
No, we don't need that. That's boring. Yeah, I remember playing that when I was a kid, and yes, a kid. And and you know, because my mom would buy me video games I shouldn't have played at that age. And it comes out and rah, I look down and I'm just like, holy shit. You know, when you're that age, it's pretty terrifying, but it's good stuff. What's funny is that as a kid, I thought that the tank controls, you know, because back then you had to push like left and right, you would turn, you twist.
Right, yeah.
You know, you couldn't just like walk that direction, you had to twist slowly, yeah. And then move over, and it was terrible, but at the time, I thought, this is really cool.
That was the best thing at the time.
It was rad. Yeah. And then now, you know, a few years ago, I did it, and I tried to play like the old original Resident Evil again. Yeah, because I dug it out of the box, and I was like, 5 minutes, I'm like, I can't do this. This is just awful.
Well, like the controls, the camera angle would change depending on where you were in the room. And uh-huh. Even change
or
what...
things moving. That's
right.
What
yeah.
Did it.
Well,
the DualShock when Director's Cut came out.
Yeah, the DualShock version.
Yeah, yeah. When the vibrated, like when the controller would vibrate, like when Cerberus was like ripping through the window.
Yeah.
I was actually just about to talk about that. That was like a really stark moment in my mind for the series.
Yeah.
Jumping through the window, chasing you down the hallway.
The controller jumps out of your
hand. Yeah, your
controller's
literally.
I literally went.
Done. I'm out.
No more. Well, isn't there a spot early on in the game where spiders are dropping from the ceiling? Yeah. There are these huge ass spiders.
Yeah.
That was a thing that happened. Yeah,
that
was a thing
that
happened.
You should have played Skyrim as the spiders are what bugged you.
So many spiders.
And that first Resident Evil game had full motion video in the intro, and in the very first scene of the zombie, it was live action with actors playing the different
Which was
players.
A huge thing for the PSX. Like, everybody was doing that. I mean, I loved it. I still go back and watch those old Wing Commander full motion videos. Yeah, those are always great.
Fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, everybody was doing that back then. What was the deal with that?
I don't know, I guess they said, we can fit video on a CD, so...
Oh, dang, Umbrella shows up.
We got Umbrella Corporation
just got real, folks.
just that real.
We have to watch what we say now. They might... Umbrella is the best.
So...
I totally think you guys are awesome. Please don't kill me.
Oh, God.
Seriously, those are some pretty rad costumes.
Yes.
Yeah. Very awesome.
Please stay. We're going to get pictures with you guys.
Yes. Absolutely.
But we saw some Resident Evil costumes here earlier as well.
Yeah, we ran through Chris and Jill.
Jill, yeah.
Yeah. Were they like original or like?
No,
I didn't. I wasn't there. I didn't see that.
Jill was in an original costume. Chris, I think, was in Resident Evil 5.
Like big old buff Gears of War Chris.
Yeah.
The best Chris.
Why is that the best Chris?
Yeah, the end of the game where you're punching a boulder
yeah.
might be my favorite moment in any video game. You're just going to town on it.
That boulder needed a good start.
Never felt more a man than 10 seconds of punching a boulder.
Tony, I'm pity your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, dude.
Tell me that was not the best part of the
game.
That
was pretty right. Yeah, it was. I was playing through that with a friend of mine, and we were doing the co-op, which fantastic addition to later games, by the way. And we got to that part, and I could not stop laughing. he lives in Chicago, so we're playing online, and I'm laughing so hard I'm crying as I'm punching this boulder to death. This is the best thing.
Yeah,
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are.
We're just
a whole bunch of games.
Do 15 years. Who cares?
As someone in the audience mentioned, they released several versions of that first Resident Evil. You had director's cut, you had the version with the DualShock or the vibrate the controller. There was the remake of Resident Evil 1 on the GameCube.
That's right. What was that called again?
Resident Evil.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Resident Evil again.
I never played the GameCube one. Did they like change the controls or?
Yeah.
So it wasn't all tanky anymore. It actually kind of played like a real game.
No, the controller was still pretty bad.
Oh, okay. Well, that was pre-Resident Evil 4, so I guess they didn't have the Gears of War controls that everything has now.
Cover system.
Yeah, it still has the old-fashioned style of controls, and it looked a lot better because it's in the GameCube. And there was even a port of Resident Evil 1 on the DS.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Called Resident Evil Deadly Silence, because every DS game has
to
have DS in the title.
You had to use the touchscreen to switch your weapons out.
Oh, this is terrible. Why would anyone do that?
Just because it had a touchscreen.
Yes.
Because it's the DS.
I hate when people do it. They're like, oh, this console has 3D. Let's use it.
We just add flowing in the microphone because it's there.
Yeah. Blow the microphone.
Blow the zombies away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then with the knife, you were slashing by doing this with the stylus.
See, it's like pulling your stylus out.
I'm surprised there wasn't a sequence with like a giant stick of dynamite and you'd like blow on the microphone.
I'm not crazy, I'm just trying to win the game. You're sitting there on the mash, just people are like, oh, that's the crazy guy on this train.
Resident Evil 2 on the PlayStation 1 came out 2 years after the first one, so in 98.
Mm-hmm.
That one was
shut up, Toby.
You just want to talk about the boulder again, Toby.
That's all I want to talk about.
The boulder was the greatest thing. I hate to admit this in front of everybody, but I actually never played Resident Evil 2, so... I know, I'm a terrible human being.
Get off this stage.
I'm about to. It's about time to get down.
But Resident Evil 2, it had two CDs, so you could play either as Leon Kennedy or Claire Redfield. And when you beat the one CD, you got to start with the other one, and if you got certain items the first go-around, you couldn't get them the second time.
Or if you did it fast enough, you got a whole different outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You also can unlock different scenes.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, obviously I never put it. Was that the one where, was it Claire didn't have any guns or something like that? There's another game I'm thinking of where, like...
No.
Now I have no idea what I'm talking about? Well, that's that's patently obvious.
You didn't play the games.
I didn't.
No.
I gotta admit.
Stop.
Never admit that. I did play Nemesis, though. So there.
Yeah,
there was Nemesis. Which was, in my opinion, probably my favorite one, just because Nemesis. That is like such a great idea.
Cool character. Well,
such a great idea.
Yeah. Resident Evil 2 had Mr. X or the Tyrant variant that would buzz right. while it's chasing you, so it was kind of like a.
I had the toys kind of for both thing. Of them, by the way. The Nemesis toy was like a transformer. He'd transform into the two different versions.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was Todd McFarlane toys, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, that makes
sense. That's good stuff.
My detail on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just remember with number three, actually, it was like the first time I got a cell phone. And they had like recording capability, and I recorded stars. And I felt like the coolest.
So you're saying every time your phone rang, it would do that?
Stars. Oh, this is supposed to be the ones who bring your phone up here now. You're not allowed to have that in class.
Teacher just like, oh, Eric, not again.
In 2000, there was an obscure game on the PlayStation called Resident Evil Survivor. That was not very good. That was like a first-person kind of on-rail shooter. We could barely... You know, sort of on rails, a little bit.
It was more linear, kind of a first-person shooter.
It was a little exploration.
You could go to different rooms, but really, I wouldn't say it's on rails, because on rails would mean that you don't control how you move.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can control... Characters.
But it was very, very limited in
how
you could control them. Control
so just walk, it's just instead of being on a rail, you just kind of like walk down a corridor all the time.
Yeah, well, there, was, there was some variation. Like sometimes you could go to a different hallway, but I think everything led to the same place.
Yeah, pretty much.
You choose different parts of the story, get different guns.
Right,
unlock clues. And
it was kind of like choose your own adventure. It was sort of linear, but yeah.
You didn't have much control.
No.
And I never had a Dreamcast, so I never played the next game, the Resident Evil Code Veronica.
I love that game. That game's awesome.
That game changed my life. Why did it change your life, Eric? Just because of the storyline. You know, dealing with Wesker and the reveals and everything. Just that for me was probably the best story that I go back to and play time and time again. I think I own every iteration of Veronica.
Well, there were several of them. There's the PS2 one.
Right.
And then, wasn't there like another remake or something? Or
it was the HD remake.
HD remake, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I own the HD one pretty recently.
Yeah, I just got the original on the old Dreamcast, and that's like one of the ones where if I ever have the Dreamcast up, I'm like, yeah, I'll throw some Code Veronica, and I'm like, oh, these controls. but yeah, that one's probably one of the better ones. Like you said, you know, the story is just like, it just gets you from the moment you start. And it's a great game, it's a lot of fun.
We actually have a prize to give away.
Do we now?
It's time for some trivia.
Oh, boy.
These aren't very hard.
These are not hard.
These are not hard at all. We don't like making things hard for people. So just we'll do first hand?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys be my eyes.
All right.
I think someone's going to have to come up to the front now. And be publicly shamed.
Ringtone's cooler than Stars.
Okay.
All right. What is the original Japanese name for the Resident Evil series?
That dude in the back with the blue with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Biohazard.
Yes, come on up. What wonderful prize again.
Oh, I couldn't see from there with the lights. I couldn't tell you were linked. That's awesome.
Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
You, my sir, got a copy of the adaptation of the first game by S.D. Perry.
A fantastic piece of literature.
There's an entire series of those books that was published by the same author, S.D. Perry, and they are...
I thought she's from Portland.
I think so.
I think so, yeah, they did. Six of those books all together, one's for Resident Evil 0, 1, 2, and 3, and then two of them had original stories.
Yeah. But quick reads. There's kind of like romance novels for kids. If you like Resident Evil.
It's romance with zombies?
It's brilliant.
I mean, that's huge now, so I figure...
There's a market for that.
There's definitely a market. It's the next vampire romance. There's no zombie romance.
There's going to be like a zombie romance sitcom.
There already was. It was called Warm Bodies.
Yeah, Warm Bodies. which is a fantastic movie. Yeah, Warm Bodies is awesome, by the way. If you haven't seen that.
Did anyone ever play a Game Boy Color game Resident Evil Gaiden?
I did.
Yeah, it's not that good. And which you expect from the Game Boy Color, but you move around, it's like an overhead perspective, and you bump into a zombie, it's first person. and really slow.
That sounds like every Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Even worse than that, the Tiger Electronics version of Resident Evil 2. That
So what was the Tiger Electronics version of Resident Evil 2 like?
Which is the flat LCD.
Yeah, flat LCD. We just started off like the game. I didn't get too far into that.
I only had like four stages.
Shoots on the
path. You play as Leon, and it kind of follows, you know, the path that he takes at the beginning of the game. But there's no the Kendo gun shop owner. He's not in there. You just pick up the shotgun. No zombies bust in. But it was just really horrible. But it did have really like it kept it true with the sound effects, like.
So it was just like a beep to boop. Yeah,
but as the battery started to get low, it would like distort.
Yeah.
And that was the best part. Because you could like I had friends over for like a sleepover, and I'd leave that turned on under the bed.
I had an Aladdin one as a kid, and as I got old, the genie would start going, meh. And that was great. There was the most terrifying Aladdin game of all time.
So the best one.
It was fantastic. My grandma's like, I got you a video game. And I'm like, a Tiger.
Oh, grandma.
My mom would give me those all the time, like the Ninja Turtles one or the Terminator 2 Judgment Day ones.
Ooh.
You play them when he's long.
There was like a thousand.
Oh, there was 1,000 of those.
Yeah, and then for every section.
Yeah.
The whole section of the store, right?
Well, they made a lot of money.
The 90s were awesome.
Yes, they were.
Well, in 2002, there was Resident Evil 0 on the GameCube.
Mm. You're skipping ahead. You went straight past the Japanese version of Veronica.
It was a Japanese sequel to Resident Evil Survivor, called Resident Evil Survivor 2, Code Veronica, that was Japan and Europe only. Yeah. And I never played that one.
Yeah, they saved us from that one.
Yes. So I did skip over that one.
Yeah.
And we already talked about Resident Evil on the GameCube, so the next one was...
So let's correlate that, because at this point is when the movie started.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So who's a big fan of the films? Show our hands. All Blu-ray. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Meal is hot.
Yeah. No argument up here.
No.
So when I saw that she was Alice in the first movie, I was like, yeah.
We look at the Resident Evil series of films, and it's the only video game movies that there's really several entries of. Most of these other ones are just one-shots. Mortal Kombat, you had like two of those in the online show.
But Resident Evil had a story to
Resident Evil did have a story.
And the other ones don't.
I don't know if I got a second one.
I don't know what it was up to. Yeah. But that second Silent Hill film is a lot worse than the first one.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, it's hard to make a movie about a video game like Mortal Kombat where it's just fighting.
Right.
Where do you come up with that story? And that's why Resident Evil...
I think everybody agrees the genius of the Resident Evil movies is that they really don't have anything to do with the video games.
But they take scenes
They take
the
little
video.
Pieces, right.
Like, right.
The video scenes in the games, they put those in the movie.
Right, so you've got your own thing going, and then you're like, but for like the hardcore fans, you're like, oh, ooh, that's from a game, that's awesome. And then it's like another 20 minutes of Mila Jovovich being naked and kicking things. And you're like, hey, this is...
How does she keep ending up in the shower?
Hey, the first one, I was in high school when the first one came out, and I'm like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Must be nice to get paid millions of dollars to just lie around draped in a shower.
She's in the shower curtain, yeah. But I think that's why those movies have done so well. It's because it's not like a lot of other video game movies where they try and take the game and turn it directly into a movie one to one, because that usually doesn't work. Street Fighter, and so even though Street Fighter's an awesome movie,
that's
don't
a hilarious
wrong,
movie.
It is, the Resident Evil films are like, you know what? Nah, let's just do our own thing. And Paul W.S. Anderson makes his own thing, and it's great. I mean, we all like them. They're a lot of fun. Even if they're kind of, you know, big, dumb action movies is what a lot of people would call them, and yeah, they kind of are, but that's kind of the big fun of it.
But throughout those movies, you look and see, they kind of change it up with each movie. They're not exactly the same sort of setting.
Right, each one's very different.
Which is kind of what the game did, too.
Right.
Exactly. Eventually got to move out of Raccoon City.
Eventually, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Raccoon City, we have another trivia question.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, you'll get why I'm laughing.
Okay. Yeah. So,
wow.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah.
So, show of hands, whoever's the fastest, What city does the video game Resident Evil 2 take place in?
Go in the green, yep.
There you go!
The worst segue.
That was a
I'm mad, segue. I'm so disappointed.
Speaking of Raccoon City,
the answer to the next question.
I was going with the last one.
I'm more disappointed in you than normal.
You.
That's saying something.
It is.
ZEO, Zombie's Guide to Getting Ahead in Business.
Keep the competition.
Why did you get it?
Because it's not a panel without terrible prizes.
Oh, God, yes.
Everybody loves terrible prizes. Everybody loves prizes.
Yes.
Gotta placate the kids somehow.
I want a prize.
Well, let's talk about that first Resident Evil movie, since we made a little transition there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Just quit giving away the answer.
And the answer to question three for the trivia games. No, but,
Zombies.
That's always the answer.
Always.
I mean, that first movie, having to concentrate on a character like Alice, who's not a character from the games, lets people that aren't familiar with the games sort of go into this journey in this world with a character that's not familiar with it, doesn't remember what's happening.
Well, and it's very obvious from the outset that they wrote that it's written for a general audience and not, we're going to make a movie for Resident Evil fans, you know. I mean, they throw stuff in there, like I said, but a lot of it's that, you know, they're trying to appeal to mass market. You know, you got to make your money, especially on a big movie like that. And so, and it ended up working great for them because now it's got its own thing.
Yep.
Well, originally for that first Resident Evil movie, it was going to be written and directed by George Romero, who did all the Night of the Living Dead films. And then Capcom decided his script wasn't good, so they fired him. And they went with Paul W.S. Anderson, director of such fine films as Event Horizon and Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, yeah. Mortal Kombat.
I'm trying to think what else. Soldier, starring Kurt Russell. That was not very good.
Event Horizon was good, though.
Event Horizon's sort of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Neill with his face all cut up.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on that first film?
Laser scene. Oh, of course.
Which they keep bringing back.
Well, yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Wait, you're just going to not put that in any more movies?
So, laser scene done. No more.
Who went home and had dreams about that horrible CGI little girl?
Oh, God.
Haunting your nightmares.
Hey, that was the top of the line of the time.
Oh, too, yeah.
You keep making me feel old. You should have seen what CG was in the 80s.
Matrix Reloaded.
Which part of Matrix?
It's a low-hanging fruit.
I mean, the part of Matrix Reloaded where it's a million Neos and they all look like plastic. Agent Smiths.
A million Agent Smiths, right. And they all look like they just took a bunch of toys and moved them around the screen.
Don't know yet.
Copy paste. That'd be cool.
Oh,
it's
hot. It's the Matrix. We can do it every one. Everyone's gonna see it anyway.
Yeah. I saw it.
I snuck into a theater to watch that movie.
You snuck into a theater to watch The Matrix? It was PG-13. No, it wasn't. Wait, it was R?
No, it was rated R.
It was R. It doesn't seem that R-rated.
Do you mean sneak in, like, didn't pay for a ticket, or sneak in?
Both. McMinnville Theater, guys, is great theater to sneak into. You didn't do that for me.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. Well, so it's recorded. Crap.
Yeah.
So back to 2003.
Right.
2003.
Oh, Dead Aim. Who here played Dead Aim? Like two people.
Two
congratulations. Moving on.
We might talk about Resident Evil Zero.
Resident Evil Zero? Oh, we did kind of gloss over Resident Evil Zero. It was like the one that was the prequel.
Yeah, we got a few exclusives.
Right, the one on the train.
Yeah, the train.
You got to play Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that one was pretty rad. I especially liked how it made just no sense whatsoever. It's like, why is this even happening? It's like they kind of shoehorned the whole plot in there because it didn't make a lot of sense.
To be honest, the plots of the Resident Evil games make any sense to begin with.
That's a fair point. We love them to death, but they don't make any sense.
I think that's part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, you mentioned in 2003 there is a Resident Evil outbreak.
Oh, who played those games? Yeah, that's a special level of hell right there. Let's create a cooperative online game and take away the ability for people to communicate. No chat, no speech text, nothing.
Just wiggle around.
Figure it out.
And you have to work together to progress in the game.
Oh, and it's an online game on the PS2, so six people are playing it.
And they made a sequel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what? Let's do this again. The first one, people bought it, and we got their money because they didn't know what we were getting into. We're not going to listen to anything you have to say about how bad that game was. We're going to make another one, you're going to buy it, and you're going to have the same exact problems.
Same exact experience, and people bought it.
Yep, and they're both still sitting on my shelf.
Well, it's hard to believe, though. You know, it's only about 10 years ago when those games came out, and they were multiplayer only, and that was not a common thing on home consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And then now in the...
Especially on the PS2, where you had to buy the network adapter.
Well, you had to buy the adapter, and then the newer versions of the PlayStation 2 did not have...
My biggest problem with that is it's the same year that they came out with a game called Lifeline, which was a voice communicating
game.
That's right. They came with a chat headset that you played, no multiplayer, it was all single player, but you did voice commands. They didn't work. But they made this big production about bringing...
The headset
so you could talk with people
on console.
And they didn't implement that in the game at all.
So you just walk around and just wiggle at each other, and that's supposed to be like, hey, how's it going?
I called my friends, we were on the cell phone. We were like, all right, I'm going to the left, follow me.
You're sitting there playing with like the cell phone crept into your like, head.
Yep.
Right there. Those little flip phones back then.
If I had one of those little head things, I'd make millions of
people.
Those little headsets that your cell phone just puts into? Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Well, 2004, we had the second Resident Evil movie, Resident Evil Apocalypse.
Not directed by Paul W.S. Anderson.
No, he directed most of them, but not the second one. Someone made a sound effect here.
It's garbage.
It's garbage. Why is it garbage?
I hated it. It's amazing. It's atrocious.
Oh.
So we're going to fight. So it's amazing. The other says it's atrocious. Why?
This sounds like something personal. I think we need to get into this.
Where she's on the motorcycle and goes through the church.
Like an action weird, like, slow movie
kind of
moment.
Well, you can blame...
Now, the guy next to you, he thinks it's awesome.
Nemesis, man.
Well, yeah.
He wants to play Nemesis, that's true.
But
didn't
Nemesis cry at the end of the movie?
Yes,
he did cry.
I even think there was an extended deleted scene where he just, like, wept.
That's 12 minutes of just complete... What have I become? That's the scariest part of the movie, is where he cries for 12 minutes.
And the part of LJ in that film, played by Mike Epps, originally they had Snoop Dogg cast in that role.
The worst casting decision ever. Where's the Snoop?
They turned it. Snoop accepted, then he turned it down for whatever reason. To do Star Trek.
I'm just speculating.
Or they just didn't want him doing it on set, period.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Could you imagine if that's how they introduced LJ? He's sitting on top of that building, sniping while sweating.
Well, that man.
Never mind. Just kidding.
Sorry, that's all right.
Well, that man. Just kidding, Zizzles.
Beautiful. That's a real missed opportunity right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have taken the movie from like a 4 to a 7 in some way.
I think if Snoop Dogg would have been LJ, it would have been an LJ spinoff film.
Yes, please. Everything Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg versus zombies, somebody get on there.
Yeah.
A pot infused like zombie road adventure.
So basically, Resident Evil Extinction. Basically, but yeah.
Extinction really kind of turned it up because that was the psychic power one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, the CGI was a lot better that year.
I remember I liked the trailer for that one the most because it started out with a fake commercial and then they panned away and you just saw like dead Vegas.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, oh wow, what is this? And you're like, oh wait, it's a Resident Evil movie.
got really excited.
We get really excited, and you're like, oh, and you're like, well, actually, I might enjoy that after all.
I don't understand how the movie level got kind of worse and like more budget for action scenes and less plot, but the trailer budget got bigger and better.
Yeah, I think it's 30 seconds versus now.
We're pretty great at that. But the Resident Evil Extinction, the beginning really throws you off because it begins just like that first film.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's
going, I thought I had the wrong DVD.
Yeah, right, no. Yeah. That's what my wife thought when I put on that movie. She's like, I've seen this already.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's a new movie. And it was...
And then turns into the road.
But yeah, all the Alice's.
The
pile of Alice's in this
pit. The pile of them, yeah.
Yeah. Big pile of Alice's all rotting out there in the sun. And this one also is not directed by Paul W.S. Anderson.
No, it was not.
It was directed by Russell Mulcahy, who also directed Highlander 1 and 2.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think it's time for trivia.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, let's get into this.
Final trivia question.
No. No, but A for effort, or Z for effort. All right, so Paul W.S. Anderson did not direct Resident Evil Apocalypse because he was busy directing what other movie?
Oh, right there. That guy.
He's taking a guess.
Alien vs. Predator.
Yes! Yeah.
I don't think any of your prize.
That's the only other movie I knew
he
did.
That was a fantastic guess.
Well, thank you very much.
What is it?
Dawn of the Dreadfuls.
Dawn of the Dreadfuls is the prequel to Zombies and Pride and Prejudice. Zombies.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
Wow. That's some killer book action right there.
It has illustrations.
Oh, those are my favorite kind of books.
Yes. I think people here like books with illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling.
They're
fans of them.
How about one of those zombie books that's a pop-up book? I used to have as a kid.
Oh,
you could, like, pull up organs. You could, like, pull down, and it's like, it's skin, and then, like, it's a dead face. These are the thoughts that I have at night.
He is a child, by the way.
I have a feeling
that makes
me
probably.
Okay.
The thing with that third film, Resident Evil Extinction, that I don't get, at the end of Apocalypse, Alice is captured, and she goes away in the car with her friends, and there's a close-up in her eye, looks like the Umbrella Umbrella Corporation logo. She's
right.
Thinking all these evil. And they totally drop that, and they never explain why.
And then she's just in a...
She's just normal.
Again, yeah.
She has a shorter haircut. She's in the desert with knives.
It was a dream sequence.
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll have to think about these too much. Back to some of the video games. 2005, Resident Evil 4 for the GameCube.
Which everybody in the
world
has.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an upcoming HD... release now coming out on PC finally.
Did anyone play the original PC port from 2007? Nobody?
There was a PC port of Resident Evil 4 in 2007.
There was a Resident Evil 4 PC port, and it was so broken that you could plug, because back then you didn't have like the 360 controllers that are ubiquitous for PC now, so you would just plug like your random like Logitech $5 gamepad in, and the game would just go, nah, I don't like that. And so you had to play the game on a keyboard. Now, imagine playing Resident Evil 4 on a keyboard with a mouse, except that the mouse doesn't respond at all. So you move the mouse around, and like Leon just goes, no. So you have no precision aiming.
And then the game would crash.
And, you know, maybe blue screen if you're lucky. I mean, it was terrible.
On the crappy chainsaw controller.
Oh,
yeah. I still have that controller. I have both the GameCube version that's red, and I have the yellow one.
Always
it's the PS2
that.
One. Yeah.
So, what's the harder on the chainsaw controller?
The buttons were all mushed together, so
you had to hold it like a real chainsaw.
Like a real chainsaw.
And even then, it didn't work. They had trigger buttons underneath the handles, and then you had the analog stick in the hilt here.
Who thought that was a good idea?
No, I'm a drunk Japanese man. Someone who's a masochist, that's it. And just to get the control out of that box, I don't know if you had the case that came with it, there's like a little display game. It was like a Chinese puzzle track. Slide off 1/4 inch from the bottom panel, and then slide open the bottom, and then take this part out, and like they hid the game inside the base, too. And you had to take off the top, and you had to lift up the plastic and then you could get the controller out. And then it was tied, zip-tied, to the plastic base. So then you had to take a tray out that was supposed to stay in the bottom so that you could take the plastic zip-ties off. And then you never dealt with that case ever again.
And you're like, that's going on my shelf, I'm plugging in a real controller. Just forget this.
And it had a cord. You had to plug in a cord on the bottom, too. It was like modular hell.
It's just a nightmare.
Fun times.
Which is really too bad, because like I said, I've always wanted to try that.
Well, you can come over to my house. Everyone that wants to come see one. A lot of people should order it.
Road trip!
What's your favorite part of Ford?
What are you buying?
That, by the way, is the worst impression ever. I just hope you know that. Yeah. But, yeah, no, the store guy, the first time I met the store guy, I was like, he is my favorite now.
So you didn't shoot him?
I did it first.
It makes sense.
I mean, yeah, you shoot him, and you're like, well, now you just dropped 14 guns. That sounds pretty rad to me.
I like the calm, serene lake, and you're like, yeah, nothing's going to happen here.
If you didn't think anything was going to happen, you're not. You haven't played video games.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It's a beautiful lake.
This is such a pretty place.
It's so peaceful. It's a screenshot of this.
You know, because Harpoon's totally working on a giant sea monster.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That scene was ridiculous, and I loved it. Everything about that game was great, because like, it had done so many things that, you know, you just didn't expect. Like, I was like, okay, New Resident Evil. I didn't know anything, you know, about it. And I was like, all right, cool, New Resident Evil. Of course, I'm going to buy it and play it. And then, like, 10 minutes in, you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever played. Like, why is
it? Until you had to escort Ashley.
Until you had to escort Ashley, and it became the worst team I ever played.
But then it redeemed itself with that knife fight at the end, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you got to love how many, I mean, I know it wasn't the first game to put QuickTime events in. I didn't close. But there's a lot of
yeah, I think it kind of popular.
It really made it popular. You know, I never saw a lot of QuickTime events in that game.
And then for the Wii, you had to shake.
Yeah, I guess
because it was there.
Yeah, it's like it was another one of those like, oh, so you have motion controls right now, wiggle and waggle, and maybe win a knife fight.
Stab.
With the Wii. Like,
Manhunter on the Wii was interesting too because the
Manhunt, yeah, the
killing
game.
A bunch of people. A
lot of stab motions
going
on. I made you attach the nunchucks so that you could garrot someone.
Yeah.
You have that realization when you look down at your hand and you're like,
oh my god,
I'm a monster.
What was that other Wii game that was really bloody? Was it Mad World?
Mad World. And you like rev the chainsaw.
The controller vibrates.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That one wasn't as bad. Yeah, I remember playing Manhunt on the Wii and I was like, this is terrible. I'm a born killer now. Hooray.
I was panting and I legitimately felt like I killed someone.
Yeah.
Interesting trivia on the PS2 version of Manhunt with that chat headset,
ooh,
you actually got directions
from
the director. He would tell him, hey,
what?
There's a guy in that corner.
Go kill him.
You should probably go kill him. Would just whisper random things in your ear. It was that actor, Brian Cox.
So it's like you're schizophrenic and you're hearing
things. Random things would come up, and it wasn't like it was totally scripted. There would be like a cold conversation you would have with you, like, what are you doing? Are you doing okay? I heard you got stabbed in that last room. It's kind of bad. It would really make you like question your sanity when you're playing that game. But only with the PS2 version, and only with that Jet headset.
Yeah. You didn't have that on the Xbox.
Nope.
I got left out.
Nope.
On that one.
Well, on the Wii, you had kind of a weird set of titles. You had Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles and Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles.
Came back full circle on that promise of rail shooters.
That's true, yeah.
Those are
actually
really take all the fun out. Yeah.
Well, the first Umbrella Chronicles.
I covered, them, so whatever.
Yeah. But the Umbrella Chronicles had covered 0, 1, and 3.
Yeah.
Part of 3.
Not
the whole story.
The
thing
with the Wii is you can do the gun. You can actually buy a gun.
Right,
you
can
buy
a gun.
They have an official license stuff.
Yeah, and then you could get a shotgun. I always bought the...
I had the little Nyko pistol.
Oh, yeah, because it was $5.
They were like $5.
Yeah.
They worked. Exactly.
And the thing I was saying over here, I bought that one too, so the kid, because it came with the pistol as well as the shotgun.
Right.
Zap, the accessory set.
That one Nightfall got like surprisingly difficult at points, as you would go against the zombies and you just have a pistol with all this ammo and maybe three bullets and a rocket launcher and that was it. And you had to get really good aim and shoot everything.
And then there were quick time events too.
Oh, there were quick time events. Yes.
Maybe the camera.
The one that got me stuck was there was like a zombie walking towards a landmine, and if you didn't kill him, then just everything died. And then, me and my buddy spent like a good 30 minutes because we just couldn't hit that fucking zombie.
You was a wider one.
When you die in the game, like the levels are pretty long. It could be maybe like 10 minutes, so then you got to go back.
Right.
Yeah.
With no save.
Or you put it on easy mode, you never die, which is what I did because I'm the wuss.
Wuss.
I know, I'm the worst.
Well, let's talk about more of the movies here, switching back and forth. In 2010, you have Resident Evil Afterlife, which Paul W.S. Anderson returned to direct that after doing
Thank
the
God.
First one.
Yes.
I like this one the least.
I know you do. We argued about this quite a bit last week.
Yeah, the Afterlife, I think it's extremely boring. I think the beginning is cool, where it's the Zillion Alice clones, and they're assaulting the place in Tokyo, because people's heads are getting cut off constantly, and things are exploding.
It was ridiculous.
And yeah, with the Wesker in there, it's pretty cool. But
was that the first one in 3D?
Yes, yeah. The first one in 3D. Yeah.
And they just had that fight scene that was just, they shot it just because they could do cool 3D things. Shards of glass coming at your face, yeah.
Take off your coat in slow-mo.
Gotta love it with all the screen movies. They're like,
all
here comes a knife.
Like that, yeah. Wow. My Bloody Valentine, which was like the first big 3D movie.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
coming at your face mm. all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I almost started to be happier again, the 5-minute warning. So the most recent Resident Evil movie, Resident Evil Retribution, is absolutely crazy.
It's completely ridiculous.
I did too.
And I loved it. It was basically like just a big video game you were watching. I mean, really. It was like, now they're in the whole...
All the cities.
Right, if you have... If you have
it's
set,
all a simulation.
But it's all little simulation bubbles. It's like, okay, now here's Shinjuku Square. Now over here, that's like London.
Some
we're not going to go there. Forget that.
This is some suburb.
Yeah, whatever. Here's suburban America. Why not? The best part of that movie is that, see, I love the movies with
Michelle
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Because she shows up, she shoots
she
things,
dies.
And she dies.
She comes back in her movies
all the time. I think it's like a movie that year that she came back in. For people to watch the Fast and Furious films.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I love her movies because she's like Sean Bean. She always dies. It's great. So she goes up, and I'm like, yes, yeah, she's back. And then, of course, she dies, and Matt and I were watching together. I was, you know, just like cheering. I was like, yes! And then she comes back again and it's, please kill her again. Just please kill her again. I would love to see that. It was great. I actually really liked Retribution. It was dumb. It was so dumb, but it was great.
Can we talk about how Ada didn't die in Antarctica wearing a cocktail dress?
Yeah. What was up with that? It was like one of the first things I noticed was, yeah, Ada, she's just half naked. No problem.
A woman wearing clothes in a Resident Evil movie?
In all fairness, yeah, that's true. Plus, she's Ada Wong, but she's invincible. I mean, she's got thicker plot armor than anybody else, so, you know.
It's a heated dress.
Yeah.
Oh, electric heated dress.
Electric heated dress, like an electric blanket?
Yep.
She just walks around plugging it in everywhere. She fights.
Yeah, every time it runs out, she gets cold. She has to find a socket to plug
it in. I'm sad they've yet to work in a cameo for Hunk.
Missed opportunity.
With all that stuff,
there's probably going to be another one.
I think they're currently filming that.
But we have two more of the main games to sort of speed through here.
Survivor right now because I've got her on my Facebook. So,
mm-hmm.
she's not doing Resident Evil at the moment.
I know there's another one.
They're making a sixth Resident Evil film.
Nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, where they go with Wesker as the president in the White House with monsters attacking him, I don't know how they're going to get out of that one.
That is the greatest ending, by the way. She walks into the Oval Office and Wesker's like, what's up? That actor who plays Wesker, by the way, is the scariest motherfucker I've ever seen. That dude is frightening.
So let's get some quick thoughts.
I'm sorry?
What?
He's still terrifying.
He's not very tall. But he's
I'm 2 feet tall. You're him and you're kick the crap out of
it's the piercing eyes.
It is.
So we got a few more minutes. Quick thoughts on Resident Evil 5 and 6.
Boulder punching
for 5. What about 6?
Oh my god.
Don't play it.
My friend Thomas and I played through the entire game of co-op, and it was miserable.
I played the demo, and I just
And Umbrella Chronicle guy over there is about to kill me because I said that. But yeah, that game was just, oof. Well, what happened?
Like, they could have decided what kind of gameplay they wanted to do. So
right, every 5 minutes the game changes. Oh god, he's coming.
Uh oh. I miss her Umbrella.
He's releasing the T-Bow.
We're all gonna be zombies now, I guess.
Well, he's releasing it because he's not really wanting to go out.
Tell my mother I loved her.
I knew Panel was a bad idea.
Worst idea ever. He seriously just left that game.
Oh god, dance.
You have a mistake. Okay, who's gonna open it?
All right, Eric.
Eric's gonna risk life and limb. Eric, the mysterious Umbrella Chronicles case.
If it shoots something at your face, I'm gonna start crying.
Oh, someone.
Somebody lost a bunch of the question, probably.
What? Uh oh, you got someone coming in. No, open it. Stop.
I have to know what's in here.
Umbrella Chronicles guys.
I have to know.
Corporation took back their suitcase.
It's a what?
Your iPod?
Oh. Props to those guys.
Yeah,
that totally was the case, by the way.
These guys are awesome. No idea what's happening. That's a good bit.
I mean, yeah, so. We totally planned that from the beginning. Yeah.
You guys, I was 2 seconds away from a free iPod.
It's like those ads on the internet. You can get a free iPod, only you get infected with the T-Virus.
Fill out this survey. I swear, I'm not going to steal your identity.
Or, you know, turn you into a brain-eating zombie.
That's my wish.
But seriously, don't play Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
Just don't. It was a lesson. And seriously, it took us about 27 hours to play through the whole game.
Oh.
We wrote it down.
Excruciating hours.
It took us about 27 hours over about 4 months, because we played it for like 3 hours and go, I can't do this anymore. This is... So we play like 2 chapters of one. And but yeah, every 5 minutes they would change the gameplay. It'd be like, you run around, you shoot things, and then all of a sudden, all right, now you're flying an airplane, because why not? Quick time events to fly a 747. You know, Leon's sitting there, like, trying to fly the airplane, and
right.
It's like, and I would press the buttons wrong on purpose, because I wanted to see him die. And so, and Thomas would get mad at me.
Yeah. Sounds like Thomas.
Yeah, sounds like Thomas. So, yeah, he'd be like, why are you doing this? I'm like, I just want to see him die. I gotta see him blow up. That movie was seriously, oh. I get nightmares sometimes thinking about it.
Oh, what about the CGI movies? Did everyone see those?
Oh, you know, we saw the... So what did you think about the CGI movies?
I liked them better than the real movies, to be totally honest.
Yeah? Well,
they were actually pretty good.
I thought they were more cohesive as far as, like, telling a story, character development. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if it was just like, I saw the one where it's just Leon running around fighting a giant zombie thing, because why not?
The airport?
What was it?
Was it the first one with the airport?
Yeah, the first one with the airport. Yeah, it's the degeneration,
yeah.
The next one is
degeneration. That was it,
yeah.
One of the coolest parts, though, was like, Resident Evil 2, when Leon meets Claire for the first time, it's like, get down! He shoots a zombie. They have the same scene in the freaking CGI movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the English voice acting in that was top tier, by the way.
Don't open that door.
I mean, I think visually it looked really good for a direct video animated.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I think I saw them. When did those come out?
The Resident Evil Degeneration was 2008, and then
the
second one, Damnation, was 2012.
Yeah, those were pretty rad. I hope they do another one.
Yep.
Wow.
Operation Raccoon City.
So don't play that game ever.
Yeah.
Don't buy that game.
There's a reason.
Not even
as
a joke.
Forget that it exists if you can.
Don't look up YouTube Let's Plays of that game.
That's the newest multiplayer.
You can literally watch paint dry and have more fun.
I waited a midnight.
Oh, you did a midnight release?
I bought the collector's edition.
You poor man.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you.
Well, we need to wrap things up here. It's
okay.
Come to an end. So hopefully everyone has had fun here listening to the sequel cast talk about the Resident Evil film and movies, or video games. Film movies, what am I talking about?
Movies.
Film games. Movie things.
Those things they do with cameras.
If you'd like to listen to the podcast, you can go to sequelcast.com as we have all the episodes. So, pretty cool.
So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you very much for coming, guys.
Visit all our various websites as well. Because we all do nerd
right.
Stuff.
So Tony, what's your website?
My website is bowtiecat.com. And we like video games and Anime, mostly.
Mostly anime.
That's a lot of anime stuff on there.
A lot of anime.
I'm the anime editor for WatchPlayRead.com, so I apologize in advance. If you go there.
You also do movie reviews.
I do movie reviews too, but yeah, mostly anime.
And I'm co-owner of On the Level Gaming, it's a nerd culture site.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric.
Oh, dude, nerds are awesome. We're pretty cool.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
So anyway, thank you, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Don't listen to him. He did play Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm a terrible human being.
I got a point.
I do. I resolved to go play it now. And work my way through tank controls.
Seriously, thank you everyone for coming out.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.